Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18 plus in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointstc.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
We are continuing our coverage of Budget 2026 with thanks to PwC here on The Hard Shoulder. And Tracy Carroll is with me, a carer and an advocate for education and inclusion in education. Tracy, what's your assessment of the budget?
Disappointing on a whole. I suppose for the carer's allowance, the increase in the income disregard will bring a lot of people into being eligible for carer's allowance. But for people who already access carer's allowance, €10 a week, dismal. I mean, for someone like myself who's caring 24/7, it works out at 6 cents an hour. So when you take in the cost of living and again, the likes of fuel allowance, which was a 5-year increase, that's means tested, so not accessible for many. So you're coming into winter, we're coming into increase basically every week. You just see a increase in everything, you know, shopping, fuel. Obviously now there's the carbon increase as well. So tomorrow we will have more expense on us. So that is gone straight away. And we haven't been given a timeline for when this income disregard will come into play. So we'll be looking at next July. So you're facing into winter with all these increases and really you've got nothing extra in your pocket. So in that regard, it's very disappointing.
And would you have liked to see then more substantial increases in some of those things, in some of those allowances, or a bigger increase in the income disregard or whatever it happens to be? Or should there have been a more fundamental change to how the whole system works?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, carers are not unemployed. We're working. We shouldn't be in social protection. I'd like to see a participation income and actually reflect, you know, a real living wage. You know, 200 and it will now be 270 will be the max of carers allowance. I mean, the cost of disability in the home averages around €244 extra a week. So when you equate one against the other, you know, we see 69% of carers actually struggling to day-to-day cost of living. So, you know, you're continuously challenged, and as the cost of living increases and our income doesn't increase, you know, it's further burdens family carers, and then the person you're caring for is being left behind again and again.
So there is no fundamental change then. No. It's tweaks, and, you know, I guess it's better than nothing is what we probably should acknowledge. I mean, there has been some changes, yeah, and those increases and income disregard increases and the fuel allowance, things like this. But maybe a little or not enough. It's too little. Are there other jurisdictions that have a system that we should be aping? Are there other countries in Europe that pay carers as if they were kind of active members of society? Are we trying to reinvent the wheel?
I couldn't tell you now about other countries, to be honest, but I don't think it's about reinventing the wheel. I think it's about more recognition.
Yeah.
You know, we save, I think, a minimum of $20 billion a year on, you know, carers. And if you look at, you know, the burnout for carers, the lack of respite, you know, I know we announced all these additional respite places for day respite and night respite, but where's the infrastructure? You know, any carer I talk to can't access respite. So, you know, it's big announcements, but fundamental change and infrastructure, I'm waiting to see how that's going to evolve. And when this comes into play, will these things actually be really accessible? So carers are constantly burdened with the daily challenges. You know, there's no respite. You know, financially, they're constrained. I had an income. I had a job before Willow was born. And we went from a 2-income family down to a 1-income family, and none of that comes into play, you know.
Yeah.
They don't recognise this. They also, you know, when you look at the state of our health service, if carers were to put down their arms today, where would the health?
Well, I was going to ask that. I mean, to what extent do you think, and it's not just a question then of budget 2026, this is a consistent thing, do you think that consistently governments and policymakers either undervalue or don't value at all the work that's done by carers. And I mean that in a financial sense. How much money carers like yourself actually save the economy by kind of giving up your jobs and becoming 24/7 carers?
Well, like in reality, Willow is genuinely 24/7 care. So for her to remain well and alive, she needs 24/7 care. So if I was to put that on the state, she would have a full-time nurse with her all of the time. So how do you equate that financially to someone in the home? I mean, we're not looking for excessive amounts of money, but we're looking for, you know, a livable wage, you know, the recognition that, that we are saving the state so much money every year, year on year. When Willow goes into hospital, I stay with her. I don't put that burden on a nurse. And that is what a carer does, because we do it through love. So it is taken for granted. And I don't think it really is recognised of how much value that is placed in the state. And also, you know, we need to recognise that in one time in everybody's life, you're either going to be a carer or you're going to need care. Mm. And if we don't embed that in our culture and remove that, you know, shift the whole thing from into a care economy from, you know, the capitalist economy, because that is, you know, how we value people of what they put back into the economy. So actually see what the carers put back into the economy and recognise it and support them. Because in that, you're supporting the person that they're caring. So you are removing that burden from our health system.
And why do you think it is consistently undervalued? Is it just that it's invisible work or?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. You know, and we do it because we have to, you know, and not, and I do it through love, but I don't have a choice. If I didn't do it, Willow would not be with me. So, you know that the person's going to care for the person they love. So it's just taken for granted.
Tracy, listen, thanks a million for coming in to us. Tracy Carroll, care and advocate for education and inclusion.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.
Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18+ in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointstc.